All right, everybody, thanks for joining. This is Confessions of a Serial Wife. So this is kind of a big episode. You saw my post about it probably. This is number 50. This is kind of a landmark for me. I wasn't sure how this project would go. I wasn't, you know, sure how I would be received. So this is a big one for me. I appreciate you chiming in. With that said, I have contemplated what I wanted to discuss for this episode. And if you saw my social media posts, you know that I've decided to discuss what I've been seeing on social media. One of the things that has come across my plate several times is the fact that, well, actually, it started with one tweet. Some guy tweeted that he had shared on Facebook. He had finally been brave enough to come out on Facebook saying that he was abused, that he had been abused, that he's an abuse survivor. And some lady had the audacity to respond to that post by saying that she had some kind of proof that he was going to be an abuser then. And I'm sure that the posts went back and forth, you know how things grow out of shape. But my point being is that that is the farthest thing from the truth. And I wanted to address that. So if you've listened to my podcast, which I really recommend that you do so you have background for these things, otherwise they're going to sound just totally off in left field. I was abused. I was sexually abused. I was sexually abused when I was like, I think I was like 5. I was so young that I don't even really remember half of it. I can tell you brutal details about it. I can tell you how he smelled. I can tell you that his penis was soft to the touch. I can tell you colors that I remember, and I can tell you what it felt like to have him lay on top of me and squish me. And I can tell you what it was like trying to block his hand from going down my pants on several occasions. It's a horrible thing to live with. It's a horrible thing to grow up with. It's a horrible thing to experience. But it taints you in so many ways. When you would have, you know, you should be having a normal relationship, here you are crying after sex. Or you just can't relate because they said something or did something or smelled somehow that reminded you of something that you don't want to be reminded of. And so it taints you, and the only thing that you can do is face your memories and kind of work through them and deal with them and have numerous relationships to try to, you know, cope, I suppose, is a good way of saying. So I experienced that. It was when I was very small, it was ingrained in me. You know, I had recurring nightmares from it. I could still tell you the nightmare. And I had that nightmare every single night until I was in my 20s, until I was well into relationships with men, you know. I think I still had it off and on at points. It changes who you are. It changes who you'll become. It's just not a good thing to have happen. But the question is, does it change you enough to where you're going to then pass that on? That's kind of the topic of this whole thing, because that's the social media post that set this off. And my answer is unequivocally, did I say that right? I probably didn't even say that right. It doesn't sound right. No, it doesn't. So does it make you have thoughts about that? Sure. I have always thought about my kids being molested. I have always thought about little kids being molested. I always look at little kids with adults still to this day and wonder if he's touching her wrong or if that mom, you know, is being weird with her kid's butt or just whatever. My brain just goes there. That's what I think. That's, you know, how I'm wired now. Changing my kids' diapers. The first thing you think is how exposed they are, and you're just very conscious and aware of everything. I had problems with kids' bath time because, I mean, you trust their dad and everything, but still the thought is there. So you always, you know, have this little voice in the back of your head saying, you know, you should go peek through the door, you know, or something. You need to check. And I mean, that I understand those are irrational thoughts. I understand that. But it is ingrained in you because you become so paranoid that that will happen to somebody that you love. And you're just brutally aware, even if you don't admit to it, you know, because at that point I wasn't admitting to it that it had impacted my life so much. I didn't, I guess, realize it in my frontal lobe area, you know, to the extent I do today. So it was, it's, you know, it's just a really hard topic. But never once did I look at my child or a kid that I babysat or anything after becoming, you know, a grown up. And I don't even want to say a grown up. I'd say by the time I was, you know, 12 maybe. By the time I was looking at boys, I think, probably, I was thinking, you know, I mean, it just changes then because you're no longer just a kid. You are then interested in somebody else. So it's that interested in somebody else thing that is then the enticer for that type of behavior. So you become interested in another boy or a guy or a man, and then you're interested in them, and sex and stuff just follows. And when you're a kid, it's different. You're not interested in that person because you're just a kid. You are just interested in playing. And since you've been exposed to that, that's just kind of how you play then. So I've talked about this in my previous episodes, that when you, you know, have been exposed to this, that turns out to be kind of part of your play. You don't know any better. My parents didn't teach me it was bad. They didn't say it was bad. They didn't even say it was bad that he did it to me. I just knew it was bad. So you just kind of pass that on to little kids that are your age. And there were a couple kids that were younger than me, but I mean, we were still just so young. I mean, I'm not even sure I was 10. So it's different at that age. You're playing doctor, you're experimenting, you know, you're just kind of playing how you know how to play. And then when you get older, it's the interest thing. Instead of just playing, you know, because you don't play anymore, really, you become interested, and that's how it morphs. So to say that because I was abused or molested or whatever, that I will pass that on, that is absolutely not true, because I just have no interest, and I say that with air quotes, interest in kids. That's just not what floats my boat. That's not where my mind goes. My mind goes to the paranoid thing, the protection thing, the mama bear thing. and you don't think that way. And I would dare to say that there's many abused people that fall into this same category that do not pass on the abused gene. We don't go seeking to abuse somebody then. We probably, you know, it could be categorized that way when you were like a little kid playing with other little kids, if somebody saw it and freaked out. But really, you don't, you're not abusing, you're playing, you know. And then you get older and you grow out of it because that's not what it's about. And maybe you come to realizations along the way that that's bad. So that, you know, probably is a roadblock for some people that may, I don't know, walk that line really tightly. But my answer is still no, that you would not, that being molested would not cause you to molest then. It's just not how it works. I'm going to pause right here and throw in one of these quick ads, and then I'll be right back. So bear with me. I'll be right back. All right. Thanks for bearing with me. So having said all of that, as I said, this all stemmed from social media. I follow social media. I post on social media. I read everything that I can get my hands on whenever I have the time. And one of these posts that I saw was of a map. Now, I had never heard of a map. Apparently, that is a minor attracted person. Now, that is a person, apparently, that is attracted to little kids, that they don't look at another person like you would look at another person and be interested. There's my air quotes again. Be interested in them. They look at a little kid and they're interested in that little kid because that's what floats their boat. I guess if you have a thing for boobs and you see a girl with her boobs hanging out, then, you know, you would be in that same predicament. You would be interested in that girl with boobs. Or, you know, if you like guys in really tight jeans with great butts, then, you know, you're going to be right there. You understand then. And these people, these maps, look at children the same way. So they are actually attracted to minors, to little kids. So this particular post, I'll start with the post that I saw. And this I posted a while back. And I've been kind of contemplating how to get into this subject. So this kind of all bowled into one with the other posts that I saw. But so this particular post was by a map. And he said that we should not... And I'm paraphrasing because I'm not looking directly at his post right now. So I'm not quoting anything, but this is basically what he said. He said that we should not condemn all minor attracted people. That doesn't make them a pedophile just because they're attracted to minors. That he has been a minor attracted person his whole life. That he has had a hard time coming to terms with it. That he did not want to abuse children, that he did not think in terms of abusing them, but that's where his interests lay. So that's what, you know, he was drawn to, what he had urges for, but he was not going to act on them or was taking all precautions to not act on them. And I can, you know, get on board with that. People are weird and they have all urges. Does it freak me out? Oh my God, yes, it totally freaks me out. And I would not let him near my kids. But I can respect that. He's trying to come to terms with it. He's trying to do whatever he can to deal with it. He's trying to work through it, etc., etc. On the same lines, though, there are MAPs, minor attracted people, that do want to act on it, and they do recognize that their urges are there and that they want to act on these. They don't see it as hurting the child. They see it as being attracted to the child, loving the child, sharing with that child. They want to be with the child because that's where their interests lie. There's been some articles posted, and I've probably shared them because I've read them, about these people who have come out publicly on social media with their names and, of course, a picture of their face. And they say, you know, just what I just said, that they are MAPS and they are attracted to people. And it doesn't even really get into that all of them were abused. So it doesn't really give much background. A couple of them say that, you know, they were abused, but not all of them really say that. So whether it happened or not is a gray area. It doesn't really stipulate that. So maybe without abuse, you can be a minor attracted person. I'm sure you can, because, you know, there's all kinds of weird fetishes and weird people, and I could list off a whole bunch and your mouths would drop open.
It's just,
I don't know, this is just a really fuzzy area. So there are MAPS that acknowledge that they're attracted to children and they want to be with the children. There are MAPS that acknowledge they're attracted to people. Actually, I've only seen one post like this, but I'm sure there are others. So I'm generalizing when I say there are people that do this, but there are MAPS that acknowledge they're attracted to people or attracted to minors and do not want to act on it. And then there are the sexually abused, sexually traumatized, maybe even raped people that don't fall into that category at all, that aren't a MAP type person, that are not minor attracted people. And we sometimes are branded like that because studies show that you're more apt to pass it on if it's happened to you. You're more apt to do it if it's happened to you. And there is something to that. So my argument for that is that if you have never seen a birthday cake, you know, how in the world would you ever imagine up a birthday cake? I just don't know how that would happen. And it's the same way. So if you are sexually abused, then that is in your mind. Generally, it happens at a young age. So I'm just going to go off of my experiences. It happened when I was 5. So after I was 5 years old, then that was in my mind. Was it in my mind before that? No, I had no idea what that was. I didn't know what sex was. I didn't know what touching my privates meant. And I certainly didn't know what a penis looked like or that men wanted to lay it on me. And so I could have never imagined doing that. So if it never happened to me, I mean, why in the world would I ever imagine doing that stuff, even as a grown-up? Because if you haven't experienced that, you don't know it's there. So I think that the prevalence of it, of you passing it on after being abused, makes sense because you have experienced it. It's like a running family. If you run every holiday, then yeah, you pass that on to your younger people. But if you are not a runner family, do you pass that on? I don't think so. So I think it's there. That is still there. So those statistics are probably viable, in my opinion, just because of what I've experienced, just because of what I've read, just because of how I think and how I function. So that's true. I can't even call that crazy that, you know, the lady responded to that guy's post and said, you know, I have proof. she probably has proof that says, you know, the tendency is higher for somebody that's been abused. But does that mean that every abused person is going to abuse somebody else or pass it on? Hell no. And I say that with no doubt in my mind. If you have been sexually abused, if you have been sexually traumatized, if you have been raped, it does not mean that you are going to then do that to somebody else. It does not mean that you're going to pass that on. It does not mean that you're not a safe person with kids. If you are a minor attracted person, a MAP, as they're calling themselves now, a pedophile, because that's really what it is. It's just a nicer term for it. Actually, no, that guy's argument says that it's not the same. So a MAP is a minor attracted person. A pedophile is somebody that actually acts on it or wants to act on it. So there's the differentiation according to that guy. So if you are a MAP or a pedophile, there's a greater chance of you acting on it than if you have just been abused. I'm not sure what the mental criteria is. It's definitely a mental defect. I told you about husband number four and his stepdad. And his stepdad was in the shower with his daughter. And apparently, according to the mom, this is the story that the stepdad gave, but he was just very horny at the time, even though he was, you know, 40, 50 something. I don't know how old he was. And he's got this little girl in the shower with him, you know, 5, 8 years old. And apparently she accidentally brushed his penis. And he was so horny that he couldn't control himself at that point. Well, in the first place, what the fuck is he doing showering with that little girl? Because she doesn't need to be seeing his penis. And in the second point, there is no way. I was sexually abused, and I'm telling you right now, there is no way. And I have been so horny, let me tell you, I'm going to fess up now. I've been so horny that you want to just rape somebody walking down the sidewalk. It happens. I get that. But never in my life have I been so horny that you want to just jump on a kid. Good Lord. That is a whole different breed of person right there. If anything, having your kid there takes that sensation away, that desire away. They skew it. It's like, it would be like trying to have sex next to a dead body, you know, or next to grandma. There's just like a buffer in your brain, a filter that turns that off because it's like, oh my God, my kid is right here. And so there is no correlation there. Let me just tell you, there is no correlation there. There is nothing that says if you are a sexually abused person that you're going to pass that abuse on. So having said all of that and my rantings and ramblings, I think I've come to time now. I appreciate you all for listening. I'll have to see how this episode kind of turns out and what everybody thought of it. I might tend to focus on specific topics like this going forward, and then bring up scenarios from my past that I've experienced and kind of work them into play, speaking from my perspective, of course. So I appreciate you listening. Share the wealth. Pass it along, please. Feel free. Chime into social media. Email me. Go to my website and email me or post a note or whatever. I don't take offense easily. It's really hard to get me riled. I'll go toe-to-toe with you if you want to, but usually if you make a solid point, I'll stand down and concede to your solid point because people have really good points. Anyway, thanks for listening. I hope that you reach out and let me know what you think of this episode and about this kind of format going forward. Thanks again. And just on an ending note, I want to reiterate. If you are listening to this and you have been sexually abused, that does not mean that you will pass that on. And if you are listening to this and you have not been sexually abused, but maybe know somebody that has been sexually abused, it does not mean that they will pass that on. It does not mean that they will abuse somebody else. You actually have to have that weird oddball gene that makes you attracted to some little kid or something in order to pass it on. You have to want to do that. It doesn't just work like that. Something bad doesn't happen to you and then you do something bad to somebody else. It just doesn't work like that. So put your minds at ease. You know, if you know somebody that's been abused, give them an extra hug and just try to be there for them. Because let me tell you, it is rough living with that. Even at this age, it is rough going through the memories of that and trying to work through them in a manageable way. I mean, it's a horrible, terrible thing. And my God, if you happen to be a MAP and listening to this, resist all urges. Do not go down that route, because it just, no matter what your brain is telling you, that kids are loving you or they want it or whatever your brain is telling you, it is not true. And it ruins the kids. So those are my final thoughts. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.